Well, Yankee.
Okay.
That's one. It doesn't really matter whether they're Yankees or not.
Okay.
Outsider is another one. It's just outsider. Flatlander is another one.
You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Those are probably the most common.
Okay.
Of course, Furriner. I have heard that, Furriner. He's a Furriner, but I don't hear that much. I think it's a lot older.
Would that be for somebody who's from actually another country,
well,
or
I think
just...
I used it from just out of this area, too.
Okay.
However you spell that. F-U-R.
Okay. Do you know of any different terms for different types of preachers? Maybe some that work other jobs and just preach on Sunday, kind of part-time, amateur.
I think there is a name for that. It's a nice part-time preacher. But I don't know. I hadn't heard it in so long. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We just say minister or preacher.
Okay. What do you call the place where the train
depot
stops? Okay. And the main town in this county would be?
Asheville.
That's Asheville. That's the county seat, mm-hmm. they call it.
Mm-hmm. County seat.
What are terms for the war that was between the North and the South?
Right. Well, there's the one in Charleston. The War of Northern Aggression. Isn't that interesting? That's what they call it.
In Charleston.
Mm-hmm. But here, it's a war between the North and the South. That's what I hear more than Civil War.
Okay.
Civil War or war between the North and the South.
What would you say as a greeting to somebody who came to your house on Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Have you ever heard the term Christmas gift used as a greeting?
Mm-mm.
No. How about on New Year's?
Happy New Year's.
Okay. Do people have big New Year's?
Mm-hmm.
Stay up all night and...
Mm-hmm. So Russia throws a big party.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
have we done it?
All the questions.
We've got it done.
Good.
What was that story you were going to tell us?
Oh, this is really. I was visiting this cousin of mine who's my mother's age, and she lives in Florida. And she was out, and we drove over to the Esmeralda Inn for lunch, dinner. We came back at night. We were looking for deer, and she said, "Well, what kind of animals have you found on your property? Have you ever seen a?" Possum or a raccoon?" And I said, "I know they're possum because you see the possum on the road being killed or trying to get across." But I said, "I've never seen a raccoon. And I've been there 5 years, right? 5 years. And that was at about 10 o'clock that night. At 3 a.m. the next morning, do you know what woke me up?
A raccoon.
Woke me up. And I want to ask you, because I think you might know, why did that happen? I've been there 5 years, and she asked me that late that night, and the next morning at 3, a raccoon showed up. Do you know why that happened? I mean, I don't.
She made it show up.
She did? I hadn't thought of that.
She just let it out of its cage.
She may have. Played a joke on me.
Yeah.
It's just unreal. It's trying to get in the bird feeder. Sort of, I thought, well, maybe there's this little, the animals do hear us. And they're very aware. I do believe that. The longer I live in the woods, the longer I realize they're very in touch with us. And so it's all of nature. But the birds come to eat when we're there eating. Just because they know, I think they're looking at us as much as we're looking at them. And it can be odd hours. And I say, whenever they hear us munching, they'll show up. And they do. Well, I'd love to see whatever you're... A copy of something that you do, or
well,